Good afternoon. This is the 4:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News with the details. I am Crystal J. Paul. An independent senator wants government to take steps to ensure that events such as the Barbados vaccine debacle do not happen again. Senator Dr. Christina Hines, a University of the West Indies political science lecturer and radio talk show host, also wants an end to the perception that certain groups of people predominantly benefit from the awarding of government contracts. She was speaking as the debate as the Senate debated the Public Procurement Amendment Bill, which seeks to overhaul the system of bidding for the $1.6 billion in government contracts issued annually.
We are talking again about persons whose names tend to be called as the usual suspects when it comes to other areas of public procurement. So if it is that we are going to get rid of these suspicions, that we are going to move in the direction of enfranchisement, that people are to be confident that when they use this online platform, that when they register, that when they bid, they're going to be treated appropriately and fairly. And if we are supposed to engender this confidence in persons, we have to guard against these kinds of very embarrassing and irregular, in my estimation, irregular circumstances that as yet we have not received firm answers for.
Independent Senator Dr. Christina Hines. Meantime, Minister of State in the Prime Minister's Office, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, led off debate on the bill, promising a system that is more modern, fair, and transparent.
And we ask ourselves the question of who gets those contracts? Under what conditions are they carrying out those contracts? We ask ourselves, how are people eligible to be able to get those contracts? How are we treating to the issues of fairness and transparency? All of those questions have to do with the design of the public procurement framework. And that, Mr. President, is why it is so important for us to pay attention to this whole issue of public procurement.
Senator Munro-Knight says it is essential that the public has confidence in the way contracts are awarded. At the same time, she stated that the 2022 Corruption Index still rates Barbados as the least corrupt country in the Caribbean. Construction of the combined Barbados Fire Service and Ambulance Service headquarters is set to be completed in May 2024 at a cost of over $29 million. Project Director of JADA Construction, Ian Curtin, speaking to journalists ahead of a tour of the construction site, noted that the project was initially set to finish in March next year and explained the reason for the 12-week delay.
We have some challenges due to availability of reinforcement, as George would have pointed out. But otherwise, I think everything is progressing well. There are the global supply issues which we are battling with. Right now, we have put measures in place to secure the requirements for the remainder of the project. Unfortunately, it has impacted us through this stage, but going forward, we are doing everything we can to mitigate any further challenges with supply chain issues.
Project Director of JADA Construction, Ian Curtin. Meantime, Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abram, says the use of one building to house the Barbados Fire Service and Ambulance Service is necessary to optimize the use of both services.
It is very difficult to separate the operations in terms of emergency response from the fire service and the Barbados Ambulance Service. A lot of the serious things that the fire service are called out to deal with, including accidents, also involve the Barbados Ambulance Service. As part of the course for the intake of new recruits, the recruits are subjected to first aid training and EMT training. So that's pretty much a requirement now of all persons coming into the Barbados Fire Service. So as you can see, we are having a closer and closer collaboration between the Barbados Fire Service and the Barbados Ambulance Service.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. As anguished parents try to come to grips with the loss of their children, more details are emerging about the events leading up to the blaze that took the lives of 19 secondary school students in Guyana early yesterday morning. Most of the victims were indigenous girls. Officials have said the fire at a school dormitory appears to have been started by a pupil who was angry her mobile phone had been confiscated. Authorities are now taking advice on whether to charge her. The girl is accused of threatening her attack after being disciplined for having a relationship with an older man. And finally, Tina Turner, one of rock's great vocalists and most charismatic performers, has died at age 83. A statement from her spokesperson confirmed the singer's death, stating that she died peacefully today after a long illness in her home at Kusnacht near Zurich, Switzerland. The US-born star was one of the great female rock singers, known for her electric onstage presence and a string of hits including The Best, Proud Mary, Private Dancer, and What's Love Got to Do with It? And that's the 4:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. The next Shadi newscast comes in the evening edition at 5:30. Have a great afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul.